This is St. Louis Public Radio. Since mid-September, protesters have aired their anger over a judge's acquittal of white former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley, who was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of a black suspect in 2011. And while their focus has centered on changing law enforcement, demonstrators also seek to alter the political environment. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has more.
State Representative Bruce Franks, a St. Louis Democrat, has become an unofficial leader for the protesters. And he's warning fellow Democrats on next year's ballot, including U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, that their political futures are at risk if they ignore the issues being raised.
Time ticking, because we've had too many people in these offices for too long that hasn't come back to the community. And that's just not Claire. That's just not Steve Stinger. That's just not Lacey Clay. It's a bunch of them.
Franks was speaking at a packed Democratic gathering in Richmond Heights. You could hear a pin drop as Franks talked for more than an hour about the racial divide within their party. Missouri Democrats running for statewide office cannot win without a strong voter turnout in the state's urban areas. They also need robust support from African Americans, who can make up about a quarter of the state's Democratic vote. Franks believes McCaskill has not paid enough attention to the Stockley protests. McCaskill says she is keenly aware of what's happening in St. Louis.
There's an awful lot of protesters that have legitimate reasons to be upset and protesting. And there's an awful lot of police officers that want to do the right thing.
McCaskill adds that she plans to spend more time in urban areas next year. But she emphasizes that she cannot ignore rural Missouri, where the protests are unpopular. She'll need to get close to 40% of the rural vote if she wants to win. State Senator Jamila Nasheed, a St. Louis Democrat, says she understands McCaskill's dilemma. Nasheed warns that Democrats risk putting Republican Josh Hawley in the Senate if they fail to show up next year.
We have to unite behind Claire, because we cannot turn back the clock on this state with a Hawley. We just can't do that.
St. Louis County Executive Steve Stinger is a Democrat whose re-election also could be in peril. He barely won in 2014 because some African-American officials and voters were angry that Stinger, who is white, had ousted longtime County Executive Charlie Dooley, who is black, in the Democratic primary. A few days after that contest, a Ferguson police officer killed 18-year-old Michael Brown, setting off months of unrest. Stinger says he is sensitive to the concerns of the county's large African-American population. He points to his new budget, which sets aside $1 million for police training.
With respect to my election, I think that we have a real record to stand on with respect to many of the issues that are being raised by individuals involved in the protests.
Missouri Democratic Party Chairman Stephen Weber is aware of the party tensions ignited by the latest protests. At last weekend's Truman Dinner, held in downtown St. Louis, Weber praised the protesters and addressed the Democratic Party's challenge head on.
We have a sense of urgency because this region and state and country are grappling with a systematic racial injustice that can no longer be tolerated.
Democratic State Representative Joe Adams of University City believes the protests could actually help his party.
I think it will energize people to be involved in politics, to come out and participate and hold their elected officials accountable.
Many Missouri Democratic leaders believe the next months could be essential in forging political unity, which will be crucial in next year's elections. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.